الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى إذا أحب عبدا أعطاه الرفق أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. In essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human being from the ground, from the earth. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah says, from dust we created you, and to dust we will return you, and from dust we will resurrect you. It is logical that the material that is used in the creation of something, then that which is produced normally has the properties of the original matter which was used to create that. And we find that the quality of the ground or the earth is to be hard. So naturally, we find that human nature has this proclivity. Human nature will lean towards hardness, towards harshness, towards rigidity. Softness, having a soft temperament, what we call in Urdu, narmi, to be soft-natured, to be kind, to be tolerant. This is something that a person has to make effort. He has to develop this quality within himself. The month of Rabiul Awwal is coming. We will hear normally in that month many seerah jalsas, many gatherings. We will celebrate in our hearts, in our minds, perhaps the greatest ni'mat and bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, in that He blessed us with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in itself is a topic which obviously the time doesn't allow for us to even go in that direction. But interestingly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advocates the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, normally this verse we translate it most perfect example. For you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example. Technically, this translation is incorrect. Allah Ta'ala does not say uswatun kamila. Allah Ta'ala says uswatun hasana. To translate it as kamil, perfect, technically would be correct. But the more correct translation of this is that for you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful example. Husn, beauty. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from whichever direction you looked at him, there was attraction. There was beauty. There was a magnetic pull. And one aspect of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that made him very attractive was this soft-naturedness, was the tolerance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, in many places, Allah Ta'ala does what we call in Urdu, Ihsan Jatana. Allah Ta'ala mentions that, O my Nabi, we gave you this, and we gave you this, and we gave you this. Alam yajidaka yateeman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. Did we not find you a yateem, an orphan? We gave you shelter. We found you unlettered, untutored, and we guided you. We found you destitute, and we gave you wealth. Inna atainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. We granted you kawthar, we granted you this. Allah Ta'ala, many, many places, enumerates the fadail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes mention of the ihsan, the favors. Wa'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, wa kana fadlullahi alayka azeema. Many verses. We gave you this, we gave you that, we found you untutored, we guided you, we made you our Nabi. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And the virtues which we blessed upon you were tremendous. But there is one place in the Qur'an where Allah Ta'ala mentions one great ihsan upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the ulama amongst us will appreciate this more. The mode of expression which Qur'an uses, the verse of the Qur'an which I recited in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Technically in Arabic, grammatically it should have been لِنْتَ لَهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. The verb should have been mentioned first. But this is part of what we call the fasahat and the eloquence of Qur'an. Where in changing the sequence, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, we can understand it by way of an example. Sometimes a little child, when he wants to show you something small, he makes a sign, something small. When a child wants to show you in his exuberance and his excitement, something is very big, he stretches his hands out. This is فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. That it was a great rahmat, a great mercy of Allah upon you, O my beloved. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, it was my great rahmat and mercy upon you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did I do? What did I do? What does Allah specifically mention in this context? لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, we made you soft-natured. We made you tolerant. We made you compassionate. We made you kind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his beloved wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he says, يَا Aisha, أُرْفُقِي فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ إِذَا أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرًا. He said, Aisha, become soft-natured. Don't be hard, don't be harsh, don't be intolerant. Become soft-natured. Because when Allah Ta'ala decides to bless a family, then أَعْطَاهُ الرِّفْقِ, He makes them soft-natured. إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, مَا كَانَ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Whoever Allah has blessed with being soft-natured, compassionate, tolerant, this increases the beauty of that individual. وَالْعُنْف, and the opposite of it, intolerance, harshness, إِلَّا شَانَهُ, it makes the person ugly. Nobody wants to go close to that person. In fact, there is one saying ulama said, ulama mentioned. They say, لو كان الرفق خلقا لما رأى الناس خلقا أحسن منه. That if Allah Ta'ala had to give soft-naturedness, tolerance, if Allah Ta'ala had to give having a compassionate nature a physical form, لما رأى الناس خلقا أحسن منه, there would be nothing more beautiful than that. Even more beautiful than the hurs of Jannat would be the form that Allah Ta'ala would give if there was a physical form to soft-naturedness. وَلَوْ كَانَ الْعُنْفُ خَلْقًا لَمَا رَأَ النَّاسِ خَلْقًا أَبْغَضَ مِنْهُ. And harshness, intolerance, rigidity, if this had to be given a physical form, then ulama say you would not have seen anything more ugly than that. This would be the worst possible shape you can find for anything. In fact, there's one amusing incident mentioned about Imam Allama Ismail Rahimahullah, who was a great scholar. He did great khidmat of the Quran, particularly in the field of what we call Arabic grammar. He was an imam and he was a leader in his field. But Allah Ta'ala made him naturally. Sometimes this is Allah's selection. Naturally he wasn't easy on the eye. To use a harsh term, we'll say he was ugly. Dark shape. You didn't want to give him a second glance. In fact, there's one incident mentioned about him. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a very beautiful wife. One day his wife was looking at the mirror, admiring herself. Then she turned to him and she said, "You know what? Both of us are jannatis." So she said, he said, "Well, how do you arrive at that conclusion?" She said, "Every time you look at me, you make Allah shukr. Allah is going to give you jannat. Every time I look at you, I make sabr. Allah is going to give me jannat." Imam Ismail, one day he says, "I was never made a fool in my life except once. One day I went into the bazaar and there was a beautiful young girl. She started pointing towards me. My curiosity was piqued. Normally nobody gives me a second glance. Beautiful young girl, she's pointing. What's going on?" So she made like this, come behind me. So he says, out of curiosity, I followed her. She reached the shop of one impressionist, pointed at me and ran away. So he said, I walked up to the owner of that shop. This guy used to make impressions. So he said, what happened? Why did this girl point at me and run away? What happened? So he said, yesterday this girl came to me and she said, she requested me that I must make the impression of Shaitan. So he said, how am I going to make an impression of Shaitan? I don't know what Shaitan looks like. She says, no, I'll bring one example for you. لو كان العنف خلقا لما رأى الناس خلقا أبغض منه. Ulama say that if harshness and intolerance had a physical form, you would not see anything more ugly than that. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah mentions a special ihsan upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, it was my special mercy upon you, my Nabi, when I made you soft-natured. When was this verse revealed? For us to truly appreciate this sabak and this lesson, time is very limited, but we have to contextualize this. When was this verse revealed? Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were not anbiya. Anbiya are sinless, that is our iman. Sahaba made errors. They committed sins. But you and I do not have the latitude or the allowance to comment on their errors. Why? Because Allah who is the knower of everything, has placed a seal upon the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah says, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. O my Nabi, every sahabi of yours, Allah has taken an oath, is a jannati. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an, they have pleased Allah. What is interesting about Quran, ask the ulama amongst us. This word radiyallahu is past tense. When Allah speaks about sahaba, Allah says, I am already happy with them. And when Allah becomes happy with someone, there is no question of Allah becoming angry thereafter. Quran will not change. Quran is still qiyamah. So Allah, who already knows what's going to happen, has already said that I am happy with the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you and I do not have the authority to pick at them. But they were insan, they made mistakes. Through their mistakes, the ummah learned. One great mistake Sahaba made. What was their rank? Understand their rank. Ajeeb, one place in the Quran, Allah says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's Rasul. And immediately after that, what does Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْدَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. One interesting commentary of this, ulama ikram give this verse. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is Allah's Rasul. They say this is dawah. This is a claim. Allah is making a claim, Muhammad is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now normally, the rules of eloquence demand what? When you make a claim with dawah, there must be dalil. So what is the proof? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. What does this mean? Only a Nabi could have produced companions like this. Only a Nabi could have produced companions like this. أَشِدَّا عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. And then, I'm not going to go into the details, unfortunately time is very limited, but one ajeeb thing. You and I am mukhlis, I am sincere talking to you, my object is to please Allah and I'm not looking for your wawa and praise, I can't make that claim, I don't have the right. Whether I was had ikhlas or not in what I am doing, I'll only find out at the time of my death. The same with every one of us here. But when it comes to the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah declares, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They were mukhlisin, they had ikhlas. That is the level of Sahaba. Quran does not get tired of praising them. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي. Verse upon verse, Allah praises the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But like I said, they were insan, they made mistakes. One great mistake they made happened in Uhud. They abandoned the battlefield. Many Sahaba ran. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in peril, in danger. The Nabi of Allah, his tut mubarak, became shaheed. He fell unconscious. We know the incident. We're not going to go into the details. In that pandemonium, in that confusion, they thought that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, na'uzubillah, had become shaheed, so many sahaba ran away. Firar min az-zahaf, to abandon the battlefield, is a kabira guna, is a major sin. When sahaba realized their mistake, now they came back. Imagine, the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been made shaheed. 70 companions shaheed, the Nabi of Allah himself bleeding, suffering, hurt. They had abandoned him and now they were coming back. What should have been the reaction? They were expecting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be upset, to be angry with them, to take them to task, and it was justified. It was justified. But, what happens? Quran comes down. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. O my Nabi, it was Allah's great mercy upon you that we made you soft-natured, we made you forgiving, we made you tolerant. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you were opposite to that, Allah says, "If O my Nabi, if we made you فَضًّا. فَضًّا literally it means one whose speech is harsh. غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, one whose nature and temperament is harsh. If we made you rigid, if we made you hard, if we made you intolerant, then what would have happened? لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. لَنْ فَضُّوا. What is لَنْ فَضُّوا? The Arabic language is ajeeb. لَنْ فَضُّوا. Ask the ulama amongst us. Allah is not saying, imagine, sahaba, one side, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other side, imam, muqtadi, teacher, pupils of this caliber, that the world will never see this. Yet Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if your nature was harsh, if you were intolerant, sahaba would not have just left you. They would not have just abandoned you. لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It's a crude example, I don't like to use it, but if a bomb had to explode here, if a bomb had to explode, we won't walk out of this place. People will be running helter-skelter, they won't look back. That's لَنْ فَضُّوا. Allah Ta'ala is saying, like that, these companions of yours, despite their love, despite their service, despite the fact that they had given everything to you, if you were harsh-natured, if you were intolerant, Quran says this, the Sahaba would have ran away from you. They would not have stayed in your company. When is this verse revealed? This verse is revealed at a time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should have been angry, should have been upset, but what was the reaction? He smiles at Sahaba, welcomes them, opens his hands to them. Quran comes down on that occasion, placing a seal upon this, that this soft-naturedness, this is the mizaj of Islam. This is the mizaj of the Quran. This is the mizaj of Shariat. Hazrat Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, he used to give lengthy bayans on this, my respected brothers. He used to say one is mizaj-e-shariat, one is hudud-e-shariat. One is the temperament of Islam, the mizaj of Islam. And one is the laws and the rules and the regulations. Today, mashallah, we have become those who are upholding the laws and the regulations. And the sad reality is we uphold it for everybody else but ourselves. Mizaj of Islam is not that. Mizaj, the balance, you know, like you can be driving a Rolls Royce or a Mercedes Benz or a BMW, but if your wheel balancing is off, or alignment is off, it can be a million rand car, it won't go straight. You'd rather be driving a simple car than driving a car like that. Today, unfortunately, with many of us, in the name of Islam, we have allowed intolerance to come in, rigidity to come in, harshness to come in. On this occasion, look at Quran, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. O my Nabi, forgive them. He had already forgiven them. Yet Allah sends Quran down, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them. And not just forgive them, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Make dua to me that I also forgive them. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. When? When Sahaba ran away from the Medan of Uhud. This is the Quran that comes down. Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ma'iz Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Ya Rasulullah, zanaytu, I have committed zina. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person is coming and he's admitting, I committed zina, I committed adultery. What is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, Ma zanayta, you didn't make zina. La'allaka qabbalta. Maybe you kissed her. You didn't make zina. He says, Ya Rasulullah, zanaytu, I committed zina. What is the reaction? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa looks around, abhi sakran? Is it possible that he is in nasha, he is intoxicated? Allah's qasam, if one sahabi stood up and said that he is intoxicated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would let him go. Abhi junoon? Has he got a mental problem? Today we are ready to read the riot act when there is a doubt. Yeah, the man is admitting that I committed zina. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking for some excuse to let the person go. Abihi sakran, abihi junoon. When it is clearly established that none of these things are there, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to read out the command of Allah. So the had takes place. Time has run out. I'm not going to go into the details. But my respected brothers, look at the reaction after that. Look at the reaction after that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Ma'iz Aslami realized the wrong that he did, he went to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and Abu Bakr told him, Allah concealed you, make tawbah, don't go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes to Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar tells him the same thing. Then he goes to Thabit bin Hazal. Thabit bin Hazal says, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and admit the wrong that you did. Admit the crime that you committed. Allahu Akbar. After this incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends for Thabit bin Hazal, sahih hadith. He says, Ya Thabit, Ya Hazal, la'allaka satartahu bithawbik, lakana khayran mimma sana'ta bihi. If you had concealed him like Allah concealed him, this would have been better than what you did. When this is the seerah of Islam, when this is the mizaj of Islam, when this is the temperament of Islam, when these are the lessons that we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where is the justification today, my respected brothers, in matters of deen for us to be rigid? For us to be intolerant? This rigidity, this harshness in our family life, in our business life, in our interaction with one another, in our deen today, has created a poisonous environment, an environment of friction. An environment where we are breaking up into splinter groups. An environment where we feel it is justified in the name of Islam to be condemning one another. The sad reality, Rabiul Awwal is coming. Take this lesson. Take this lesson, the narmi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The softness, the compassionate nature of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah ta'ala rafiq yuhibbu rif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Allah is compassionate and soft-natured, and my Allah loves those who are soft-natured. And Allah will give you on soft-naturedness what He will give you, what you will never receive on anything else. Allah give us tawfiq wa hidayah.